Most of us try not to think about death too often, at least if we don't have to, but American surgeon and writer Atul Gawande has given a lot of thought to the matter. He's worked with our partners at Frontline on a film inspired by his book, Being Mortal. It explores how people, patients, and doctors deal with aging and dying. In it, Gawande talks about seeing his own father, Ram Gawande, struggle with cancer. His father was a surgeon, too, and he grew up in a farming village in rural India. Ram and his wife, also a doctor from India, raised their family in Athens, Ohio. One day, several years ago, Ram's fingers began to go numb. An MRI showed a massive tumor growing into his spinal cord. Eventually, Atul and his parents had to sit down and talk about the reality that Ram's life was ending.
He cried, my mom cried, and I cried, and we talked. And those are hard conversations, talking to people about death. You know, what are the fears that you have? What are the goals that you have? And what is more important to you than anything besides living longer? And he told us that he did not want a situation where if you're quadriplegic, you could end up on a ventilator needing total care. You know, he said, let me die if that should happen. He underwent surgery for the tumor, which helped him for a while. You know, for a while. I remember my mother called and said my father had become unresponsive. They were at the hospital and they were reviving him. And he wakes up and he was on antibiotics. He was on IVs. And he's increasingly furious. That night he says, we're going home. So that's what we did. On the last day, my mother was drinking tea, reading the Athens Messenger. And my sister was working on her computer, and his breathing stopped. And there was one beat, and then another, and then another. And each time after about 30 seconds, you think, well, this might be the moment that he's going to breathe again. He's not. But then a minute passed, and he didn't. And I turned to my mother and my sister, and I said, I think this was it. And it was. People talk about wanting to have, you know, a good death. I don't know that I believe in a good death. There's lots of things that aren't dignified about dying. You know, he soiled his bed. We had to put a urinary catheter in him. He, you know, was almost shrinking in front of us. How is dying ever at all acceptable? How is it ever anything except this awful, terrible thing? The only way it is because we as human beings live for something bigger than ourselves. My dad wanted to be cremated in the traditional Indian way, and he wanted his ashes spread in three places in the world. In our hometown of Athens, Ohio, in his village, and then on the Ganges River. And there's this idea that if the ashes of your loved one are spread on the Ganges, that they're freed from the cycle of birth and rebirth, they ascend to what's called moksha, which is nirvana. So we took him. We took his ashes, my sister and my mother and I, to the ancient city of Varanasi on the banks of the Ganges. And it was an amazing thing. It's a funny thing. My parents tried very hard to raise me as a traditional Hindu in rural Ohio, and that didn't work so well. But there was something about the ritual of the same thing that families have been going through for thousands of years. You could almost feel the links of the hands across the generations. And what I felt on the Ganges was that he had brought us there and connected himself to all that was important to him, but he was connecting us to it as well. And that's part of what makes dying tolerable. That's what makes being a mortal creature tolerable. intolerable.
That was surgeon and writer Atul Gawande. Our story was produced by Samara Freemark in partnership with Frontline. Their documentary, Being Mortal, featuring Dr. Gawande, airs tonight on PBS. And you can read more about him at PRI.org.